Good morning, a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Alan, let's start with this today. Sad news coming out of Washington as we're learning that John McCain has brain cancer.
Yeah, you know, you're hearing from every political party. You're hearing from Barack Obama, who points out what a great fighter and what a great hero the Republican senator has been all of his life. We look back on his time in captivity, I'm talking now, and we see a guy who refused to leave, even though he had the sort of relative chops as a son of an admiral himself to be released. He wouldn't go till everybody else was let go. And during the campaign, we'll never forget, of course, when Donald Trump took a terrible swipe at him, saying that he wasn't a hero because his heroes were the people who didn't get caught. It's just unbelievable. Now, of course, Trump, in his quite usual way, is saying, you know, our thoughts are with him and his wife. But, I mean, that's the kind of thing that somebody just doesn't forget. But McCain put it behind him and has been supportive of Trump in many ways, but has also been willing to speak his mind. This is a guy who is truly an American hero and who does not, I mean, let's face it, we disagree with him sometimes, but the fact of the matter is he is a guy who thinks of what's good for the American people and certainly not what's good for only his party or for himself. So he's an extraordinary man. And when you think that Teddy Kennedy went this way and that Bo Biden went this way with the same exact glioblastoma, it's very, very sad.
A couple of headlines now on the political scene this morning, Alan. Citing recusal, President Trump says he wouldn't have hired Jeff Sessions, the attorney general. He gave those thoughts during an interview, wide-ranging interview with the New York Times. And we're also hearing about the Senate panel set to interview Jared Kushner, as well as the subpoenas, it says, possible for Manafort and Trump Jr.
Well, yeah, Manafort has been seriously compromised in some of the things that we have heard. Here was a guy who was the campaign manager, and now it turns out that there's certain beneficence of loans and things of that kind that he received going in. I'm so struck by the fact that Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, has been in the same interview with Trump, has been trashed by Trump. You know, David, how many times have you heard me say he has to fire Jeff Sessions, he has to fire Mueller, the special investigator, just as he fired Comey? He has to, because I'm sure he's seeing this as his only way out. So when he has an interview with the New York Times and he says to them he had no business taking this job if he was going to recuse himself, well, he didn't know what the circumstances were going to be that he had to recuse himself from. I think, in fact, Sessions, who is indicating he will not resign and will not go peacefully into the night. But I do think that the president, in order to get to the special counsel, Mueller, he's going to have to go through Sessions and then Sessions' deputy, and then he'll be free to fire. I think that that's what's going to happen. He's sort of indicating that if the special counsel goes into his own private affairs, his financial affairs, that that's too much. And he's not going to put up with it, basically. So crossing a red line. It's an extraordinary interview, and it's in the New York Times in its entirety today, and everybody ought to read it.
Thinking of the Frankenstein movie, where Dr. Frankenstein says it's alive. Reading about President Trump persisting on the health bill and urging senators to revive it.
Well, as his own personal stock goes down further and further, we're going to see more of this kind of thing. Look, his gravy, the way he made this presidency happen, was through the conservatives, let's face it. And now he's going to take on Jeff Sessions, who was the first major conservative and senator to support him all the way through. If there's one thing that is pointed out is that this man has no personal loyalties, maybe to some immediate family, but certainly not to a guy like Jeff Sessions, who frankly got him elected.
Our political observer, Alan Chartalk, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.